Alex Pretty was murdered, NBA stars blast ICE. Stand in solidarity with agitators demanding justice. By Warner Todd Houston on January 27, 2026. Athletes have been weighing in on their feelings about the actions of immigration officials in Minnesota. And NBA players in particular have been lashing out on social media against Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE, in the wake of the officer-involved shooting of anti-ICE agitator Alex Pretty. NBA players, including Donovan Mitchell, Tyrese Haliburton, and Karl-Anthony Towns, along with the NBA Players Association, have all spoken out against ICE and President Trump. "I don't know the whole situation of the people that got murdered, but I do know this is BS," Donovan Mitchell said to reporters on Monday. "It's BS. That's just been my standpoint on it. I pray for the families that are affected by it. I pray for everybody that is affected by it. And I pray we figure this out because it's getting out of hand. It's something that we need to just figure out. And hopefully we do soon because it's just become the norm. It's nuts. It's insane. That can't be who we are as a country, as a people." After the NBA postponed the Warriors-Timberwolves game this weekend after a man was shot and killed by ICE agents in Minneapolis, hashtag Cavs Donovan Mitchell spoke out about the situation. "It's violence, senseless violence, it's become the norm, that shouldn't be, it's not right. pic.twitter.com/q24lqmkp0f Cameron Justice, at Cammy Justice, January 27, 2026. Haliburton also claimed that Alex Pretty was murdered. Alex Pretty was murdered. Tyrese Haliburton, at Holly, January 25, 2026. New York Knicks player Karl-Anthony Towns took to his X account to call for accountability. "What is happening in the Twin Cities and the Great North Star State is heartbreaking to witness. These events have cost lives and shaken families, and we must call for accountability, transparency, and protections for all people. This moment demands that we reflect honestly on." Karl-Anthony Towns, at Karl Towns, January 26, 2026. Celtics player and president of the NBA Players Association, PA, issued a statement calling for the protection of freedom of speech. Following the news of yet another fatal shooting in Minneapolis, a city that has been on the forefront of the fight against injustices, NBA players can no longer remain silent. "Now more than ever, we must defend the right to freedom of speech and stand in solidarity with the people in Minnesota protesting and risking their lives to demand justice," the statement reads in part. Statement from the NBPA and its executive committee on the fatal shooting in Minneapolis by ICE. "There comes a time when silence is betrayal." MLK pic.twitter.com/ca6cjhfhbb. NBPA, at the NBPA, January 25, 2026. Others have spoken out, as well. NBA analyst Charles Barkley, for one, called for accountability in the death of the anti-ICE activist in Minnesota. "It's just sad," Barkley said on Inside the NBA on Saturday. "It's scary. It's sad. And I don't know how. It's going to end bad. It's already ended badly twice, and somebody's gotta step up and be adults because, man, two people have died for no reason, and it's just sad. Somebody's gotta step up and be adults. Two people have died for no reason, and it's just sad." Charles Barkley on ICE shootings. Charles, Renee Good disrupted an ICE investigation and hit a federal agent with her car trying to flee the scene. The other anti-ICE protester was. pic.twitter.com/fmekeach22 John Root, at johnnyroot_, January 24, 2026. WNBA star Breanna Stewart also used her platform to attack ICE, holding a small sign that read "Abolish ICE" ahead of the BC Miss game on Sunday. Unrivaled co-founder and WNBA MVP Breanna Stewart held up an "Abolish ICE" sign during player intros ahead of Miss's game this afternoon. Photo via at unrivaledpic.twitter.com/mk9th6th. Alexa Philippou, at Alexa Philippou, January 25, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.